We're talking about cities climbing back. So I asked Pamela Gertz-Kabadi of HouseLogic.com to talk about fixer-uppers and 203K loans. Pamela, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil. Thanks for having me back. And I'm excited about this topic because, you know, when you buy a fixer-upper, it's kind of like recycling a home. And who doesn't love recycling?
Yes, but a lot of people don't like the doing of recycling. And they're wondering, well, with the down payment, how I'm going to be able to afford to do a fixer-upper. So let's start at the beginning here. Say you're interested in buying a fixer-upper. What should you know?
You can get some great deals this way if you're willing to put in the time. And that time comes in terms of searching out the great deals and then in terms of renovating them. You want to price the cost of repairs and remodeling before you make any offer on a fixer-upper. Get your contractor into the house and do a walkthrough so he can give you a written cost estimate of the tasks he's going to need to do. If you're doing the work yourself, if you're handy that way, then you want to be sure to price all the supplies you're going to need. And either way, it's a safe bet to tack on 10 to 20% costs to cover unforeseen problems that are often going to arise with a fixer-upper house.
Yeah, there are permit costs as well, right?
Yes, there are, and you want to find those out ahead of time, too. Also, if it looks like the house might need structural work, you absolutely want to hire a structural engineer to inspect it before you put in an offer. Now, that'll cost you between $500 to $700, but that's a good investment to really know what you're potentially buying into.
Now, is it even worth it to buy a home with structural problems? That's a biggie.
It's really a personal decision, of course, but if you do, you want to make sure of a handful of things. You want to make sure you're getting the house at a steep discount. You want to make sure you've uncovered the extent of any problems. You want to make sure you know the problem can, in fact, be fixed. And you want to have a binding written estimate for the repairs.
Okay, and then there's the financing. So you have to factor in down payment, closing costs, and you have to factor in the repairs here.
Yes, indeed. You show me the money, right? So your options here include a couple of different things. So you could do a home equity. You could do a home equity loan. You could do a 203K loan. That's part of the FHA program, or a home improvement loan. These are designed to help homeowners who are purchasing or refinancing a home that needs rehabilitation. They're designed just for that. And the program wraps the purchase or refinancing price and the rehabilitation costs into a single mortgage. To qualify for the loan, though, the total value of the property must fall within the FHA mortgage limit for your area because, you know, just like any other FHA loan.
Right.
By the way, make your purchase deal contingent on getting all the loans you need, so you're not forced to close the sale when you have no loan to fix the house.
Ah, okay. Good idea. Give us a few basics, though, because even though we've mentioned it several times in the show over the years, this is still a loan that a lot of people are unfamiliar with. So give us some basics about this 203K loan.
Okay, sure. So if you're able and willing to take out a loan to finance upgrades, it is an excellent product. You can use it to buy a fixer-upper that wouldn't qualify for a regular home loan, and it comes in a lot of different flavors. You can get a 15- or 30-year term. You can get an ARM. You can get a fixed-rate option. The thing is, the interest rate is going to be a tad higher than market, but, you know, and you'll have fees for things like architectural plan reviews and FHA inspections, because as we mentioned, it's an FHA program. And the loan amount basically equals the projected value of the house post-rehab, including the cost of the work. So, you know, ultimately, it's a good deal.
All right. Now, what if you don't want to do a whole house fix-up? Maybe you're just looking to do a kitchen remodel.
There's a streamlined, limited-size 203K for mini-size projects, anything that costs less than $35,000. But that doesn't mean you can use it to install a new toilet or something. You know, you have to spend at least $5,000 on your renovation to use the 203K program. And the whole mortgage, including those remodeling costs, has to be under the FHA mortgage limit for the area where you live.
All right, Pamela Gertz-Kabadi. Pamela, thank you again. I mean, this is important, and this 203K loan is something that a lot of people can really use, and I hope more people find out about it. It just really opens up a lot more properties for people to work on. And you can visit houselogic.com/radio for more on 203Ks, plus working with contractors. And Pamela, I take it we can still follow House Logic on Facebook.
You certainly can, and we would love it if you would.
Absolutely. And you'll find out a lot by going there or, again, JustHouseLogic.com. Pamela Gertz-Kabati, thank you. We'll see you again next week.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.